latest team news from clubcall.com.
Here are your latest Manchester United headlines, and we'll start with transfer speculation. And reports claim that Inter Milan, of course, are still hoping to keep the targets from United, Ivan Perisic. And now sporting director Piero Asilio insists that Inter are in contract talks with him. The Croatian winger has been linked with a move to Old Trafford for several months, and the 28-year-old has never been on the market, and the club looked at time down to an extended contract. United had been hoping to, of course, gazump the offer and outbid them, but Asilio told Mediaset Premium on Thursday night, "I don't understand where some of these stories come from. Candreva has never been on the market and we have absolutely no intention of selling him. Same goes for Perisic, who is an important player, and we are currently discussing a new contract with him." Moving on then into the transfer speculation, and Frank de Boer is looking to try and strengthen his midfield at Palace and looking to try and get Tim Fosu-Mensa in. Fosu-Mensa has emerged as Manchester United fan favourite since making his debut back in February 2016. The Dutchman is highly rated by Jose Mourinho, but nearly 18 months after his first appearance, his best position continues to be a mystery. He can play at the back and, of course, and in midfield. And reports claim that Fosu-Mensa is now one of Palace's main transfer targets. And reports claim that Eagles have agreed a £20 million fee for defender Callum Chambers and still want to try and sign Fosu-Mensa on loan. Moving on then into other news, and another loan deal could see Cameron Borthwick-Jackson move on and join Leeds United. Borthwick-Jackson made 14 appearances for the Red Devils, but spent the first half of last season on loan at Wolves, for whom the defender featured 7 times. Leeds are looking to bolster their options at the back and believe Borthwick-Jackson fits the mould. Finally then, and winger Adnan Yanazai has vowed to prove Jose Mourinho wrong for selling him after he joined Real Sociedad. Of course, he had a disappointing couple of years under several managers at Old Trafford, and he feels that the club will regret allowing him to leave. That's all then for today's headlines. We'll have more news later.